It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, September 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. There are about 198 all-volunteer fire departments in Colorado that serve about half of the state's population, and a recent report compiled finds many of those operations are seriously understaffed. KVNF's Laura Pomasano visited two Delta County volunteer fire departments and found they depend on each other.
Matthew Van Vliet has been volunteering with the Paonia Fire Department for 7 years. When he's not at the fire station or at his paying job, he also volunteers as an emergency responder for the local ambulance association.
It's hard to balance it. I know I have about 15-hour shifts at the coal mine, and I only work 14 days out of the month. So the other 14 days I'm trying to balance it with honeydews and kids. I have 4 kids. If you volunteer, you need to put your effort into it. And it takes a very giving wife to allow so much time.
Van Vliet's older brother also volunteers for Paonia Fire. The department has 26 volunteers, but it's still short 2 crew members. 30 miles away in Cedar Edge, it's the same story.
That's what it sounds like when we have to go out.
That's Cedar Edge Fire Chief Kevin Walker. He says it's been hard to recruit young people in recent years. The area's struggling economy means more people are having to spend more time trying to make ends meet.
Commitment is huge. Everybody has a full-time job. They're trying to make a life somewhere else, make their living, take care of their family, everything involved, and that comes to a screeching halt every time the pager goes off.
And Walker says it takes a lot more time to volunteer than most people realize.
Most people don't see what really goes on in the fire department. They see the trucks drive down the road fast. They don't see that an hour fire takes 3 hours to clean up when you get back to restock the trucks, to put them back together, all the work that goes in behind the scenes.
Paonia and Cedar Edge are not alone. Nationwide, volunteer fire departments are facing shortages. And according to data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBSI News, Colorado needs an additional 3,500 volunteer firefighters. That means the state only has about half of the volunteers it needs. The Cedar Edge fire crew says they give their time because they want to help others, and they love being part of the fire community.
There's 5 of us that are family that are on the fire department.
What is your relation to everyone?
Rob and Wayne are my in-laws, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and Eli is my brother, and Brian's my son-in-law.
That's Don Leon. He's been a volunteer for the Cedar Edge Fire Department for 22 years. Robin Melson is Leon's sister-in-law. In addition to Melson and her husband, her father also used to volunteer for the department. Melson says she was raised in this community.
It's a family. I mean, you're all a family, and you all cry together, you all laugh together. It's a family that's not like any other family, and there's a certain amount of closeness, and if one thing affects you, it affects you all. And it's probably the best family you could ever have.
Cedar Edge Fire Chief Kevin Walker says there may be shortages from one department to another, but all of them work together.
We're all a big family, whether you're from Cedar Edge, Paonia, Hotchkiss, Delta. We work together on calls, off calls. That's the fire service nationwide.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomasano.
Back in 2002, a wildfire raged through the woods south of Norwood. The Burn Canyon Fire went on for weeks, consuming 32,000 acres of public and private land. At one point, the fire came near a house, burned all the forest around it, and moved on, leaving the house intact. This week, though, firefighters responded to a call and found the so-called Miracle House engulfed in flame. The house was a complete loss, but thankfully, no one was injured. A lengthy community effort to protect Hermosa Creek may have been derailed by last-minute amendment in Washington. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The Hermosa Creek watershed is an expanse north of Durango and covers roughly 108,000 acres. Several years ago, a lot of people and organizations that had a vested interest in the area got together to try to figure out a way to protect the area. One of those interested parties is Trout Unlimited. I talked with Ty Churchwell, who's based out of Durango.
It's a special place. It's a special and important on so many fronts from a recreation standpoint. It is certainly very, very valuable, treasured by mountain bikers and backpackers and hunters and anglers, campers. photographers, hikers, you name it, across the board. It's just an incredibly special place.
And you're with Trout Unlimited. Have you gone fishing in Hermosa Creek?
Oh, my goodness, yes. dozens and dozens and dozens of times.
Now, there's a lot of stakeholders in this area. Do you know who all the partners are in this effort?
Well, there's too many partners to list off without pulling out a piece of paper and reviewing them all. The people who participated represented arguably every single user group that you could possibly think of in the Hermosa Creek area. And by that, I don't just mean recreation folks. I mean grazers were represented and outfitters and water development folks. The tribe was represented, county commissioners, city council.
Wow, it sounds pretty comprehensive.
I would argue it's very comprehensive, absolutely.
It is in part because of this lengthy, comprehensive process that Trout Unlimited and others are a little worried. The collaborative work group had been a resounding success and had bipartisan support. Senator Bennett and Representative Tipton both submitted identical bills, and things were looking good. Last week, though, in a committee hearing that was reviewing the bill, another congressman raised an issue with part of Tipton's bill. Tipton rewrote some things, and the bill made it out of committee. Keith Curley is the Director of Government Affairs for Trout Unlimited. And so how is the new bill different from the old bill as far as what will happen to Hermosa Creek?
That's the million-dollar question. And all the stakeholders right now are sort of poring over the new bill language and trying to figure that out. It's difficult sometimes to look at legislative text when it changes and decipher exactly what that would mean on the ground.
Right now, everyone's still trying to figure out what will happen to Hermosa Creek. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And finally, the governor's oil and gas task force holds its first meeting today. The 19-member committee is charged with crafting a compromise on issues surrounding fracking and oil and gas development. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
A few of the topics the group will examine include drilling setback distances between rigs and homes and schools, traffic, noise, inspection, and the relationship between surface owners and oil and gas companies who are planning to drill. Task force member Steve Moreno is the Weld County clerk and recorder. He says he's optimistic the task force will come up with good recommendations.
The purpose is to make sure that we are protecting our lands and our air and our water. We want to maintain the quality that we currently have. You know, is there room for improvement? Really, the heavy lifting will be done under the dome.
That's the state capitol's gold dome, where lawmakers will have to move forward with any proposals next legislative session. The group will hold several meetings across the state and take input from the public. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Up next, Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.